This morning finds new strictures on a powerful and controversial antibiotic. A panel of advisors to the Food and Drug Administration recommended last night that the drug, already on the market for 2 years, be used only in limited cases. It has been linked to liver failure in a dozen patients. Four of them have died. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
The drug is Ketek, made by Sanofi Aventis. It's been one big headache for the FDA. Back in 2004, the FDA approved it to treat pneumonia, sinusitis, and bronchitis. Yesterday, the advisors recommended that it only be prescribed in the future for pneumonia. Here's how the testimony to the panel unfolded. The FDA's Gerald Dalpan asked the advisory panel to do something relatively simple.
Please discuss whether the benefits outweigh the risks for each of the approved indications for Ketek.
The committee heard from FDA staff and Sanofi Aventis that new antibiotics like Ketek are valuable because bacteria are developing resistance to old antibiotics. And the company said its product worked well against the bacteria that caused pneumonia, sinusitis, and bronchitis. But others who testified didn't agree. In fact, this is one of the first times ever that the FDA allowed its own staff members to present two opposing views, one positive and one negative. The negative one focused on serious risks, those rare liver failures and visual problems, blurriness in close to one out of every 100 people. The staffer said there was no evidence that the benefits outweighed the risks. Then a former FDA staffer, David Ross, spoke up. He worked on the initial Ketek application, and he testified that the agency had ignored problems.
In February 2005, they received the first report of fatal Ketek-related liver failure. They did nothing.
Meanwhile, another problem was being investigated. Some doctors had faked data when they were studying the drug before it was approved. More than 4 years later, the FDA still hadn't done anything.
In February 2006, they received written warnings from reviewers about fraud with Ketek. They did nothing.
After the meeting ended yesterday, the FDA's John Jenkins said the agency felt there was enough good data on the drug from other studies in Europe to approve it. And they couldn't reveal the fraudulent data until all the facts were in.
There are multiple perspectives. There's a lot of information that Dr. Ross did not share, and I think the agency will have a more formal response in the near future.
David Graham is an epidemiologist with the FDA who spoke in a private capacity, not representing the agency. He issued the earliest warnings about Vioxx, and he says he knows why the FDA ignored the claims of fraud and the liver problems with Ketek.
FDA views industry as its client, and that's the only explanation here, was that FDA saw that it needed to align its interests with the company's, and the company's interest was get this drug approved.
Some in Congress share Graham's view. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has been pushing for change at the FDA ever since Vioxx. Grassley says the agency has a long way to go.
We've got to see a lot more of it. There's got to be respect for the scientific process. And the dissident scientists that have a point of view that might be not the party line to be respected.
Grassley is planning on reintroducing legislation with Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut. It would give the FDA office that monitors drug safety the power to order a drug off the market, a decision now made by the office that approved the drug in the first place. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.